Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the center fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting eighth, the catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maddox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. Steve Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randle scores. Maddox moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. Maddox moves to third. Two outs. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Cox and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Flynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Gene Kleins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kleins hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Koosman hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maddox moves to second. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0 for 1 in the game. Grieve hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to second. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. Stearns scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Koosman moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maddox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to third. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Henderson moves to second. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Tom Greve is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Montanez moves to second. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Greve moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLaughlin hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koosman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Greve. DeJesus reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DeJesus moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Greve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesus tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Mets. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kleins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 0 for 3 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing center field. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Manny Trillo pinch hits for Larry Cox. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Guillermo Hernandez pinch runs for Manny Trillo. Mike Vail pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits F. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maddox. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. Kelleher scores. Hernandez moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Ontiveros moves to third. Scott moves to second. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ontiveros tags and scores. Scott tags and moves to third. DeJesus tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Greg Gross pinch hits for Gene Kleins. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Paul Siebert now pitching. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Biedner is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Biedner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Gross now playing center field. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Steve Ontiveros now playing third base. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Dav Joel Youngblood batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Biedner, and towards Kelleher, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Rader reaches second base with a double. Kelleher moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ontiveros is walked intentionally. Rudy Meoli pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Rudy Meoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Meoli hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeJesus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to home to get Kelleher. Rader moves to third. Ontiveros moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Rader scores. Ontiveros moves to third. DeJesus moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ontiveros scores. DeJesus scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 8-5, Cubs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Krukow now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maddox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maddox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Cubs. Dave Geisel now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0 for 4 in the game. Montanez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Burris now pitching. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Joel Youngblood. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is called out on strikes. 2 outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Rader for a passed ball. Henderson moves to third. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Tim Foley. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Stearns moves to second. It's Mets, 8, Cubs, 8. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. John Stearns now playing third base. Lee Mozilli now playing center field. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Lenny Rand Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. 1 out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rader is walked intentionally. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Biotner moves to third. Rader moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ontiveros is walked intentionally. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to home to get Biotner. Rader moves to third. Ontiveros moves to second. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. DeJesus is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 8. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Dale Murray. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Maddox bunts towards third. Ontiveros fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Randle moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. Randle moves to third. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Montanez is 0-for-5 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Butch Metzger now pitching. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mercer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a pop-up into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got four RBIs. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Biotner is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Biotner is walked intentionally. Gross moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman scores. Gross moves to third. Biotner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.